Mom didn't even know about the gift from Aunt Maddie until we put away the tree. It's kind of like God's gift.
God's gift is like that, but it's not hidden from anyone. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. My name is Zach. One time, after Christmas was all done, my family found an extra present that had fallen behind the couch. It had been sitting there for weeks unopened. For many people, Christmas is like that too. The special gift of Christmas is that Jesus came to be our Savior, but we must accept or open that gift by asking Him to be our Lord. Romans 5:18 says, "Through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men." Our story for today is called The Hidden Gift. Christmas was over, and Malachi and Nevaeh helped their parents remove the ornaments, lights, and strands of silver and purple garland from the Christmas tree branches. Soon, the shimmering and festive tree looked bare except for the colorful tree skirt surrounding the tree stand. "Hey," Malachi called out, "look at that." He pointed to a small box wrapped in green and red paper peeking out from under a fold in the tree skirt. "Where did that come from?" Mom asked as she bent down to pick up the box. "We must have missed this when we opened our gifts." She held the box in her hands and looked for a name. "It's for me, from Aunt Maddie," she said in surprise. "I didn't think she had sent me anything this year, and here it was under the tree the whole time." Mom opened the gift and found a necklace and matching earrings. "They're so pretty," Nevaeh said as Mom held them up for everybody to see. Just think, Aunt Maddie's gift was here all this time, but Mom couldn't receive it because she didn't know it was there, Dad said. It reminds me of another gift, God's gift of salvation. It's available to everyone, but many people don't even know it's there. Mom nodded. "It stays hidden until someone shows it to them, like you showed this package to me, Malachi." Nevaeh and Malachi thought about that. "So we need to show people God's gift by telling them about Jesus?" Nevaeh said. "And tell them that if they receive it, Jesus will forgive their sins and give them eternal life," added Malachi. "That's right," said Dad. "It's an amazing gift, but they can't receive it if they don't know it's there. That's why we need to share it with others." Dad motioned to the boxes of decorations. "Let's see if each of us can come up with a person we can tell about God's amazing gift by the time we finish putting this stuff away." Well, how about you? Have you received God's gift of salvation? It's wonderful to know all the wrong things you've done have been forgiven and you have eternal life with Jesus, but many people don't know this amazing gift exists. Think of someone you know who may not know about Jesus and the eternal life He offers. Then tell them about it. God may use you to help someone receive Jesus, the best gift of all. Our key verse is Romans 6:23.
"For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord."
And our key thought for the day? Tell others about God's gift.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
"Thanks for being such a great radio station. I listen to you every day."
"Hi, my name's Anna, and thanks for all you do at Keys for Kids Radio."
"Hi, my name is Anthony. I love Keys for Kids."
"Hello, my name is Ashley, and I love to listen to Keys for Kids Radio because it has lots of stories and turns on really nice music."
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.